Hagee!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Homies and homettes, the cream filling of the week. A week away from my big show here at the historic Howard Theater, where me and my road dog, Chris Paul, are taping our very first live DVD. Y'all don't understand how I feel right now to perform and record a live DVD at the Howard Theater, where artists such as James Brown, Chuck Brown has performed, and now Huggy Lowdown in my hometown. This is going to be my live on Sunset Strip, y'all, but it's Georgia Avenue. Jay, were you this excited when you taped your first live performance? Yeah. Opening up for Otis Day and the Nights at the Dexter Lake Club on the Shamalama Ding Dong Tour?
Shamalama Ding Dong Tour!
Otis Day and the Nights.
And the Nights.
So when I heard you say a homeless man returned about $40,000 that was in a backpack and Jay called him an idiot, I decided to do a little research.
Uh-huh.
At first, I thought, what human being in his right mind is walking around with a backpack with 40 stacks?
Right.
Unless they were about to make a transaction. Yep, initially I thought it was Lamar Odom's backpack. But nope, it wasn't any residue. So then I thought maybe Ray J was holding it for Floyd Mayweather and misplaced it, and that's why he got replaced by Tank, the newest member of the Money Team, who let us all know that after he finished singing the national anthem. But nope, it wasn't Ray J. Then I thought maybe the backpack had the initials JJ or KK on it. But nope, it wasn't Jesse or Kwame. And then I thought maybe it was Paula Deen's secret backpack full of stacks to buy a black friend after N-word gate. But nope, negative. Tom Super J, I even thought maybe it was Mr. C's backpack and he was going to take his car to Mako to get it painted all black and tint the windows. But nope, Mr. C don't need to creep anymore. Tom Super J, I even called my African detective friend. Y'all remember him? I call him Dikembe Columbo to find out whose bag can it be. And most importantly, where was all these candid homeless people that's returning diamond rings and backpacks full of grilling weapons? Sybil, the answer to why Glenn James returned that backpack full of money had nothing to do with him being honest.
No.
Sybil, where was this backpack found?
On the street of the...
Oh, where was it? Can I give you a clue? It's the same place where the Celtics play.
Oh.
In Boston.
Oh, in the city, yes.
That man wasn't honest. He was scared as hell, Sybil. Did y'all see NeNe's new show, I Dream of NeNe?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
What y'all think? Y'all haven't seen it?
No.
No. Oh,
you, Jay, you check it out?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you waiting for the spinoff like me, divorcing NeNe again. She's still rich, boo-boo.